It's the Congressional Corner with Representative Paul Tonko, otherwise known as the Tonk, here with the Tonk. Democrat Paul Tonko of New York's 20th District in office since 2009. Hey, Tonk, you still going down there to Washington and all?
Absolutely. You know, there's just a lot of activity. I think a lot of room for building consensus and a great sense of urgency to get a lot of things done to build back better, as the president says.
Grow back better. So a day before this conversation, the House passed its infrastructure package and now waits on the Senate. What's in the Invest Act?
Well, the Invest in America Act is a compilation of surface transportation reauthorization and then elements that I worked on with the water infrastructure bill. And that water infrastructure bill was developed through Energy and Commerce, specifically through the subcommittee that I chair on environment and climate change. We have the stewardship over the Clean Drinking Water Act. And so it's a bold effort to invest in the U.S. economy, including our workers, our communities, and the American people. So what we have is the effort, obviously, for roads and bridges, but also to find alternate opportunities for moving people and freight across this country, looking at transit systems and rail, and making certain that public transportation accompanies this package, because just adding lanes of highway is still not getting at the idle time and all the congestion that's out there. So it's a $715 billion plan. I believe it's a good start that brings us to the table to address transportation and water as those components of infrastructure as we meet at the full table, where obviously a number of other efforts will be brought to bear.
Well, it takes two to tango. What are the chances of getting a tango going here?
Well, I think that the bipartisan template that is coming out of the U.S. Senate has some good numbers. In fact, I believe there was one or two elements of transportation where they were slightly higher. And so, hey, I think it would be great if we bargained up. We also look at what's in that water infrastructure bill, which I think, from our perspective, is a stronger bill. It provides for about $55 billion for the SRF, the State Revolving Fund, which is how the federal dollars are dispersed. They're given to the states at state government, and then they further distribute those dollars to communities. So we've grossly, very much increased the SRF funding by 53 to 55 billion. And then there's 45 billion, which is the price tag that the professional engineers, and as an engineer, I respect the work they do in calculating the dollar need out there to displace any of the lead pipes. And there are plenty of lead pipes in our system, some 10 million to be exact. And it's important for us to make certain in a land as benefited as the U.S. is, to make certain that we remove those lead pipes, because they impact some 400,000 schools and child care centers. So a lot of work to be done here. Our effort to align $45 billion is a statement that we want to fully replace lead service lines, which I think ought to be the outcome. The impact on the health and well-being, the learning power of our children, is much determined by avoiding that lead component in their drinking water.
Well, it's probably too late to save me, but my question is, how do we know that lead really does hurt people?
Well, there have been a number of studies that the health professionals have done, and it's very clear that lead does impact learning. It can affect the brain, the development of the brain, and so I think that we cannot afford to take any chances here. that we go head on into the efforts to replace these lead contaminated pipes. And it really speaks to the American Jobs Plan that has been advanced by the president and the administration, because they too have the desired goal to displace all of that infrastructure.
We're talking to my friend Paul Tonko. He might not admit that he's my friend, but he is. Democrat of New York's 20th District, in office since 2009. Okay, so Paul, is there resistance to cleaning up the pipes?
Well, there's resistance in a broad sense to going what I think is bold on infrastructure. You know, if we're going to really be a robustly competitive agent in a global marketplace, we need necessarily to invest in our infrastructure. China invests about 6% of its GDP. We're investing about 0.5% of our GDP. So in order to be a more just economy, a more sustainable economy, a more robustly competitive economy, we need necessarily to invest. And the goal, or the stated vision of the Republicans, has been to provide for status quo, to keep things moving forward. Well, look, if we did that, we would, if we did that and revisited our past history, it would remind us that President Lincoln went bold when he developed the rail system, and President Eisenhower went bold when we developed the interstate highway system. This president is saying go bold to fight climate and to build an innovation economy, where we need necessarily to invest in broadband, as our bill does, in water infrastructure. Without the wastewater and drinking water components, you know, many people who operate the industrial parks say that you would have to close down business because water is an essential commodity. And we need the roads, bridges, the rail system, the ports that will deliver product lines to the various industries out there and the general public. So there's a need here. We have backburnered for far too long, and there are many kettles on those backburners, and it's time to bring them forward, cut the ever-increasing costs that come with time, and really serve the public and industry and workers well by having the tools we need with a 21st century infrastructure opportunity.
We've only got a minute or two, but what does your AQUA Act do?
The AQUA Act? Basically, we invest about $105 billion in our water systems, and we make certain that, again, the lead lines are displaced, estimated 10 million lead service lines. Again, 400,000 remain in, there's an element of lead in some 400,000 schools and child care facilities. We also address how much money goes to the states. And then finally, we begin the efforts to take on the challenge of PFAS, a contaminant in our water that's a cancer-causing, can be a cancer-causing agent, and be a risk from many healthcare aspects. And we invest in that undoing that contaminant in water. So, you know, very important steps that will get us to a stronger outcome for, again, a very necessary part of infrastructure, our water infrastructure. I will note that there are pipes in our district. It doesn't make it unique, but I think across the country you can cite pipes that date back to Rutherford B. Hayes being in the White House. So these are old, old bits of hidden infrastructure. Being hidden doesn't mean they should be out of mind. They might be out of sight, but they shouldn't be out of mind.
It's wonderful to talk to my friend Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District. He's been around in office since 2009, and before that in the New York State Legislature, where he learned a lot. So, Congressman, Engineer Paul Tonko, thanks for joining us. So appreciated.
Thank you.